Yeah. So this is Navi 42. We return to Shmuel Beis. We last left David HaMelech ensconced in his monarchy, and Klal Yisrael more or less at peace. And therefore the time was ripe for the Melech to fulfill that mitzvah which is incumbent upon our entry into the land of Israel. Remember the Gemara says, the Rambam quotes at the beginning of Hilchos Melachim, the three mitzvahs, to appoint a king, to exterminate Amalek, and to build the Beis HaMikdash. So now the Malchus being entrenched, and Amalek being destroyed, the time came to build the Beis HaMikdash. And that is this sheer David in the Beis HaMikdash. Because as we well know, it was not to be. And the Beis HaMikdash was not built until decades later, almost 40, even 45 years after David first had the idea. And the question is why it was not to be. First, how did the idea arise? So this is a continuation of the Haftarah on Shmini, Parsha Shmini, that dealt with the sin of Uzzah and the bringing of the Aron HaKodesh to Yerushalayim. So it starts in number one, Shmuel Beis, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph. Vayehi ki yoshav hamelech beveiso, v'ashem hiniach lo misaviv mikol oyviv. Came to pass, the king was settled on his throne, and Hashem had given him peace, respite, from all his enemies. Rashi says in 2, V'ashem hiniach lo omar, harein iskayem, the pasuk is fulfilled, v'hiniach lochem mikol oyvechem, v'shavtem betach, that God has let you rest from your enemies, you dwell securely, maksiv acharov, it's a pasuk from Re'e, right after it says you'll come to the land and you'll conquer it and you'll dwell serenely, it says the place that God will choose, that's where you will settle. That's Nachalo. So David said, now the time has come to build the Beis HaMikdash. This is his reasoning. Vayomer HaMelech al Nasan HaNavi, says to Nasan, look, I am now dwelling in a house of cedar. And the Aron Hashem dwells within a curtain, meaning not even a building. So I'm dwelling in more elaborate conditions than the Aron Bris Hashem is. So it didn't seem right to David. It's very reasonable, very noble proposition. So Nosson said to the king, whatever is in your heart, go and do. Ki Hashem imoch, God is with you. Meaning Nosson Hanovi subscribed, confirmed what David said to him. So there is a piska in the psukim, there's a parsha break. That night something happened, there's another break. God spoke to Nason, essentially to tell Nason, to tell David, David, now is not the time. Are you the one who's going to build the house for me? I didn't dwell in a house. I mean, Aron Hashem was not in a building, a permanent building, from the time the Jews left Egypt, till now. And I've dwelled in a tent, Ol Moed, and the Mishkan, Gilgal, Shiloh, etc. So therefore it doesn't seem necessary. And wherever the Jews moved, God says, did I ever say a word to one of the leaders of Israel, the shepherds of the Jewish people, why haven't you built me a house of cedar? God said, never said any such thing. So therefore, you'll say now to David that I raised you from being a shepherd, Leos Nogid al Ami Yisrael, to be the leader, the prince over Israel, Ve'yemcha, I'll be with you, B'chol Asher Halachta, I'll be with you wherever you go. I'll destroy your enemies before you, and I'll make you a great name as well. you'll dwell here in peace, etc. And then it says in Pasuk Yud Gimel that you won't build it. Hu yivne bayis l'shmi. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk before, ki yimlu'u yamecha v'shochavta savosecha, your days will be filled, complete, you'll dwell with your fathers, you'll die. Vakimasi zaracha charecha, I will confirm your offspring after you, asher yetze mimeecha. Vachinosi es mamlachto, I will make his kingdom firm, be consolidated. Hu yivne bayis l'shmi. So your son, no, David did not have a son named Shlomo yet, but your son will build this house to my name, for my sake. And I will make him, I will confirm his throne forever. I'll be a father to him, he'll be my son. So when he sins, I'll chastise him with the rod of men and the afflictions that afflict ordinary people. But v'chazdi lo yasur mimenu, my chesed, my kindness will never be removed. V'nemon beischo mamlachtecha ad olam lefanecha, kisacha yenachon ad olam. Your throne, Malchus Beis David, will endure forever, as we know that it does. So first Nosson said, good, wonderful idea. Nosson receives a communication from Kadosh Baruch Hu, who tells him, bad idea. Why is it a bad idea? So Rashi says in number two, Vahiba Lailahu quotes the Medrash, Amr Bichanina Bar Papa, Maila Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lenosan. God said to Nosan, Ha Adam Hazeh Shani Mishalecha Chatzlo, Mahir Hu. The man I've sent you to, David, Mahir. Mahir means he's hasty. Shema Yiskar Paulim and Imsesi Mafsido Maher. Maybe he will already hire workers. David is very assiduous, very enthusiastic. He has an idea, carries it out. There's reason, right? Maybe he'll hire workers and start building, it'll be destroyed. And Marlo, lo atativ nabayis. So Rav Chanina said he's a mahir. Rav Simon omer, hadam azeshin mishlecha etzlo, nadran hu. He's not necessarily mahir, he's a nadran. What's a nadran? An inveterate vow taker, meaning he'll swear he'll do it. Kinyan shenema asher nishbar l'ashem ned l'avir Yaakov, lest David take a neder. I'm not going to eat, not going to drink until I get to build the Beis HaMikdash. So go quickly. That's balailahu. That's why it's set aside. Go immediately to David and tell him it's not to be. Mahir, nadron, means that from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the time was not right. David was too hasty, too impetuous, too insistent, too fast. Timing is all wrong. This is something, of course, with which we are quite familiar today. We can't build the Beis HaMikdash because the time is not right. And even if we would think that the inhibitions to building the Beis HaMikdash are national, say there's an irreligious government that's insensitive to these areas, or the inhibitions are international. What will the world say if we would destroy the mosque and the shrine and build a Beis HaMikdash? That, in fact, is only on the surface. The real reason we can't build a Beis HaMikdash is because, by definition, as of yet, we're unworthy to build a Beis HaMikdash. If we were worthy, it would work itself out. So therefore, the real inhibitions are min hashamayim. Lo atah tivne bayis l'shmi. There are also people in our generation who are mahirim, the nadranim, they're impetuous, they're hasty, they want to push the cates forward. But you see, to build a building, just a building, when we're not worthy, so it'll be destroyed in 6 months, be destroyed in a year, because we won't be able to sustain it. It's not the building, it's the people. The people require a life lived according to divine inspiration. If we're worthy, then it's built. If we're not worthy, then the edifice itself will collapse. That basically is Nosson's message to David HaMelech. But if you look at the Psukim, there's no real reason given. The Medrash says, there's Mahir, there's Nadron. There's no real reason given that we could put our finger on necessarily, except to say, as some of the Mefarshim do, in Pasuk Vav, Ki lo yashav v'vayis l'miyom ha'lasiyas b'nei Yisrael mi'mitzrayim ad yom hazeh. God, I never dwelled in a house up, the Aaron never dwelled in a house up to now. The Shechina did not rest on a permanent edifice up to now. Wherever I took them, I never asked for it. So that's why the time is not ripe. Why the time is not ripe is not elaborated upon here, necessarily. The Malbim says that the reason is twofold. One, to build the Beis HaMikdash, we need the Malchus Kayemes Bilti Mufsekes, an enduring dynasty that will not end. Until this time, there'd basically been Shoftim, one who just succeeded the other without any reference to the predecessor, and two Malachim of substance, Shaul from one tribe and David from another tribe. There was no dynasty. You had just individuals reign. God said you need a dynasty so the Beis HaMikdash should be perceived as the binyan of Malchus Yisrael and not a particular Melech Yisrael. That's why, Vakimosi es zaracha acharecha, when I raise your offspring after you, hu yivneh bayis l'shmi. Once a son succeeds a father as Melech, that's a dynasty. Additionally, the Malbim says you require for Beis HaMikdash minucha hechleitis, absolute peace, absolute serenity. So David was triumphant, but in fact there wasn't absolute peace. As we see, the next parak he goes to war again against the Plishtim. Yet, that is not the famous reason for David's failure to build a Beis HaMikdash, as is well known to all of us. That reason, which requires understanding, which will be the basic subject tonight, is found in Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Perek Chav Bez, in number 3 in the handout. Vayikrosh l'Shlomo Beno, so before the end of David's life, he calls to Shlomo his son, Vayetzaveh l'vnos bayis l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael. He commands him to build a house, Beis HaMikdash. Vayomer David l'Shlomo Beno, David says, Bni ato, Heyem l'vavi l'vnos bayis Hashem Hashem Elokei. You be with my heart, meaning do what I would have wanted to do, remember those words, to build a house l'Shem Hashem. Vayihi olai dvar Hashem l'mor, and God's word had come upon me saying, Dam l'rov shafachta, you have shed much blood. U'milchamos gedolos asisa, you've waged great wars. Lo tivne bayis l'shmi, you will not build a bayis to my name. Ki damim rabim shafachta arzu lefanoi, because you've shed much blood on the ground before me. But God said, Hine ben olad lecha, hu yeh ish minucham, ani chosel mikol levav misaviv. You'll have a son. He'll be a man of peace, not a man of war. I'll give him respite from his enemies. Ki Shlomo Yeshmo, his name will be peace. Shlomo, v'shalom, v'shaket, v'shalom. So shalom v'shaket, the peace and quiet at Tein Yisrael B'yomav. I'll put on the Klal Yisrael in his days. Hu yivne bayis l'shmi, and that's exactly what David told Shlomo HaMelech. It would seem then, so this idea is not mentioned in Shmuel Bez. You would see from the surface, especially as the simplistic understanding is that David was not on a high enough level to build a Beis HaMikdash. Because here he was a man of war, he did wage the wars of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, conquering Eretz Yisrael, killing his enemies. Kidamim rabim shafachto arzu lefanoi. Look at the Radak in number 4 here in Divrei Hayomim. So this reason, Dam Larov Shafachta, Zelo Matsanu Shemalo Hashem. God, we never find that God said this then. In Shmuel Bez, Al Atar, where we're discussing tonight, that parak doesn't mention anything about Dam Larov Shafachta. Avil David Amar Kain Bilibo. David said this about himself. Ki Mibnei Zemina O Hashem Livnos Bayis. Because of this, God prevented him from building the Beis HaMikdash. Or maybe Nosan HaNavi Amar Lokem, maybe Nosan told him. V'yafal pi shel nichla b'sefer Shmuel nimsa kamo rabim. Even though it wasn't written in Shmuel, in the book of Shmuel, there are many cases where you find something mentioned, Divrei Hayomim, that's not mentioned in Shmuel itself. Avol kevon shenizdamein lo shvichus domim lo rov, minaomi luvnos Beis HaMikdash yu l'shalom l'kapar savon l'ateres tefilah. Because he shed much blood, Therefore, he is not, God prevented him, precluded him from building the Beis HaMikdash, which is for peace, atonement of sin, the glory of Tefillah, just like we have an Isser in the Torah mentioned at the end of Yisro, that when you build the Mizbeach, Lo Tanif Aleihem Barzel, you can't use iron. Iron being an implement of war, the Mizbeach had to be made therefore with a Shamir, a sort of worm that maneuvered its way through and carved out the stones for the Mizbeach, but an iron tool could not be used upon it. So that's what the Radak says, that's the simple pshat. Of course, that simple pshat conflicts, one, with what we know of David HaMelech, and two, the obvious point, that the Beis HaMikdash is so associated with David HaMelech. Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid HaRachamon HaYokam Lanu Asukas David HaNofolas. So there are numerous references in Tanakh and in the Maamar Chazal to the Beis HaMikdash being called after David HaMelech. So it seems the fact that he did not physically build it is no impediment to naming it after him. Certainly the fact that he was a warrior is also no impediment. Furthermore, if you look at number 7, the Psik Rabasi Parsha Beis, Miz Mashir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid, Bo Re Shlomo Bones Habayis Uniko L'Shmo Shel David. So you see, Shlomo builds the Beis HaMikdash, and yet it's called on the name of David. And the David Hayu Roi Livnosa, David was worthy to build the Beis HaMikdash. Omar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, God said to him, Chayecha, Kol Damim Sheshofachta Hayu Lefanai Karbanos. All the blood you shed in battle before me, those are considered offerings, karbanos, like on the Mizbeach. Sheken Ksiv Ki Damra Mshafachta Arza Lefanai, Arba Shimon Yochai, Ein Lefanai El Karbanos, V'Shachad Es Benav Lefnei Hashem, this week's Sedra. Lifnei Hashem, anything which is Lifnei Hashem, so that's a karbon. Arza Lefanai, so these are karbanos too, meaning David's exploits in battle were not, God forbid, derogatory or a diminution of David's high level. On the contrary, whatever he did was L'Shem Shemayim, and that God accepted, because that was the type of avodah that's necessary. It doesn't help to serve God in shul when you have to serve God on the battlefield. So that's what David HaMelech did. He served God on the battlefield. His wars were holy, just like the Korbanos. So too, the Yalkut Shemoni, right here in Shmuel Bez, Remez Kuf Mem Hey. One pasuk says, Ha'atot tibna li bayis, uksiv lo tibna bayis l'shmi, ki damim rabim shafachto. Kevon sheshoma David kach nisyore. Once David heard that he will not build the Beis HaMikdash because of damim rabim shafachto, he became frightened. Amar, harei nifsalti milivnos Beis HaMikdash, I'm puzzled. I'm disqualified from building the Beis HaMikdash. Amri Hud B'Rabbi Eloi, Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, David, Al Tira, don't be afraid. Chayecha kihem lefanai kitzvi v'chayol, which are karbanos also brought in the Mizbeach. Lekach ne'achayos, as a matter of fact. Lekach ne'mar shofachta arzo, vein arzo el tzvi v'ayal, shenemar al ha'oretz tishbechenu kamayim, also in Re'ei. Dov racher chayecha heim lefanai kikarbanos, exactly what the Psik de Rabasi said. Further, Omar lo v'imkein loma eini bonoso. So if now the psul of Dam Rav Shafachta is not a psul, so why can't he build a Beis HaMikdash? Omar lo kadosh baruch hu shimata bonoso hu kayom v'eino charev. If you would build a Beis HaMikdash, it would be destroyed, and it would always endure, rather, and would never be destroyed. Amru lo, they said to God, Hare Yofet, that's good, it's not bad. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Goli v'tzofui lefanai shem asidim lachatel. God says, it's revealed before me, the Jewish people will sin. V'ani mafig chamasi bo machrivo, and I will extend my anger against it, the Beis HaMikdash, destroy it, v'heim nitzolim, and they will be saved. So that's why David could not build the Beis HaMikdash. So what exactly does this mean? Let's turn the page for a second. Look at number 9. We'll offer 3 reasons why, in fact, David did not build the Beis HaMikdash, trying to understand in context what this kidam l'rov shafacht is. It's not the reason why, in the simple sense, that because he was a warrior, because that's a zchus for David HaMelech that he's a warrior. The Michtam Elio writes, or Elio Dessler in the second chalek, that David's fear, kidam l'rov shafachta, on one level, is that every act we do has an effect on our midos, even meritorious acts. Whatever we do has an effect. So maybe, in fact, that David went to battle, maybe combat itself left a negative imprint on his soul and at the very least impaired his compassion. And therefore, since a warrior has to have a certain dispassion about what he does in battle, think of that Marine general a few weeks ago who gave a speech saying he enjoys killing Muslims in Afghanistan. It's a real hoot. They abuse women, they killed Americans, etc. So a soldier, an officer, a leader in battle, has to have a certain equilibrium about warfare. So David felt maybe that left him less of a rachamon than is required to build a base of mikdash. So God said to him, no, absolutely not, that your combat, your fight, the casualties you caused in battle, they are tamim, perfect before me, exactly like karbanos. So if that's the case, why couldn't David build a base of mikdash? So in number 9, Rav Dessa quotes the Chazal we just read. But God's thinking, so to speak, was, if David built the base of mikdash, it could never be destroyed. So God would rather apply his anger to eitzim va'avonim, to wood and stone, a building, than to Jews. Better save the Jews than allow a building to exist without Jews. Mikan lomadnu she'ilu nivne beis hamikdash kaze shenyocha lecharev hoisa sakona v'kitrug chas v'shom u'kal Yisrael. That if, from here we learn that if the beis hamikdash had been built in such a way it could never be destroyed, it would have been a terrible danger for the Jewish people. Why? Gedar anyanu shekol shemishamesh betor kli tzor shetia kedusha sakli kvi erach kedusha samishpo. It's obvious, axiomatic, that something which serves as a vessel for something else, the sanctity of that vessel has to be at least equivalent to the sanctity of the one who's using it. Or better said, the sanctity of the mishtamesh has to exceed the sanctity of the kli. But when the sanctity of the vessel exceeds that of the user, that's already a desecration of what's holy that will cause terrible, unending destruction. Since the one using it is not using it in the proper way, so it's considered a desecration of the kli. In other words, a kli is only as holy as its user. When the kli is holier, that's a chil kedusha that demands rectification. One thing has to go, either the vessel or the user of the vessel. We're all better off if the vessel is destroyed, because buildings can be replaced, people can't be replaced. David's kli, built with the proper intention, would have been perfect, would have necessitated chas v'shalom, the destruction of the user, and therefore it could not be. Of course, we can make an argument. Let David build the base of Mikdash, and his influence on the people will be such, they won't be able to sin. So now Rav Dessler suggests a somewhat esoteric pshat that we'll just touch on. You can read this at home if you want. That in fact, David's Mikdash was based on din. It was a lower level than it could have been. It was based on midas hadin and not midas ha'ava, midas ha'rachamim. That midas hadin, of course, the Ramban says, is symbolized by milchama. It's the last line. Because milchama is the essence of midas hadin, God's attribute of justice. What midas hadin, what's the justice here? So that's found in the pasuk. Why did David want to build the Beit HaMikdash entirely? Not because he was moved to build the Mikdash inherently, but because he made a simple comparison, an equation. Re'eino anochi yoshe beveis arazim. I built a palace for myself. Here I am dwelling in a house of cedar. V'aron aron ha'elokim yoshe besoch ha'iriyah. And God's Aron HaKodesh is dwelling within a curtain. So therefore, that comparison itself, that equation, is based on Midas HaDin. Midas HaDin is the world of absolutes. In the world of absolutes, David was found wanting, because he didn't say, I want to build the Beis HaMikdash because Hashem deserves a Mikdash l'chvodo. He said, I want to build the Beis HaMikdash because it's not right. It's not right. I dwell in a palace, and the Aron Hashem dwells in a curtain. When Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, though, he built it before he built his palace. That the Navi Melachim Aleph emphasizes. And therefore, Shlomo's desires flowed from Ava. If David had built the Beis HaMikdash through Ava, meaning an inherent sense of propriety, I should build a bais l'chvod shamayim, then Rav Dessler says that even the people's sins would have been erased and the Beis HaMikdash would have endured forever, leading to the problem that he raised earlier, that eventually, centuries later, they become unworthy of the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo's Ava, such that it was on a lower level. Thus David's Mikdash, which stemmed from Din, would have been on a lower level than Shlomo's, which came from Ava. Therefore, Rav Dessler said, Shlomo had to build the Beis HaMikdash and not David HaMelech. David, on the one hand, was too sublime to be able to relate a Mikdash to the people's level. And on the other hand, because his thought process was somewhat flawed, again, it's on the level of, Gadol HaOlam, his thought process, his reasoning was somewhat flawed based on the relative. I am here, therefore the Aron Hashem should also be in at least as good, if not a better place. So therefore he became unworthy to build the Beis HaMikdash. I want to just look inside and see how he expresses this. It's the fourth paragraph, beginning, V'cheinin and Kan. Ilu bono dover ha-melech olav ha-shom es Beis HaMikdash mibchinas avo uvizchastus em Hashem Yisbarach lohoyo bozeh kitru gal Yisrael im gam yechetu acharkach lohiru'im lo Beis HaMikdash. If the Mikdash had been built through David's auspices on the highest level, so then it would have always evoked God's kindness, and even their sins would have been eradicated. Ki yisaruto dilatato da'ava chenisora ide David haisa mevia mila elo ha'var midas hadin acheya akitro ganal batelbo. Because the hisoris milamata of David's building based on Ava would have aroused such compassion above that the sins of Klal Yisrael would never have existed. Hayachatam nasim kelim legiloy achesed aniflahu hayniskanim begiloyhu. But that was only if David had made that request. Once he made the request to build it based on Din, then that those parameters did not exist. The sins of the Jewish people would not have been erased in a mikdash perpetually, mikdash built based on Din, and therefore David himself could not build the base of mikdash. It was left for Shlomo, who indeed came forward with the proper equation. Before I even build a house for myself, I have to take care of the Machon Shiftei Olamim. That is what Rav Dessler says. The two other reasons we'll look at, also along these same lines. Number 11 is from Or HaRayon, Perek Gimel. That's a philosophical work of I suppose we could say, nationalistic bent, written by Meir Kahana, Hashem Yikom Damo. So he says that the very notion that the Navi would look askance on David's eradication of Rishayim is absurd. Shemi sasam hi mitzvah. Their death is a mitzvah. Misha harigasam kilu mevi karbon. A person who kills a rosh is like bringing a karbon to Hashem. As Tanchuma says in Pinchas, that Pinchas killed Zimri and Cosby by chaper al bnei Yisrael. What is kapar? B'chi karbon ikriv. Shinemar bro kaparo. El amedcha shekol shofech daman shal rishom kilu hikriv karbon. To teach us that whoever kills a rosh, it's as if he's bringing a karbon to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, these words of Chazal are an absolute refutation to the, he always used caustic language to the prevaricators and the fools who corrupt God's word and say that David could not build a Beis HaMikdash because Davim Rabim Shafachta Artso. And they try also to apply it, of course, to our generation as well. So it means that they just don't understand what Chazal say. Is there even a child in the Yeshiva Ketana who would think that David, who fought all of God's wars, somehow sinned by fighting these wars? That this person, whom Malchus Yisrael inheres in his descendants, Shemashiach tzikenu yetzimena, Mashiach emerges from him. Chota b'mulchomos v'shvichas domim, so he sinned somehow in battle. So that can't be. Ksilusom olal ziufom. Their foolishness arises on top of their corruption. So then you have to understand the reason. Why is it that David did not build the Beis HaMikdash? So he says as follows. Hasiba pshuto shelo rotza kodesh baruch hu shedavid yivne es Beis HaMikdash. The simple reason why God didn't want to build the Beis HaMikdash, he says it very beautiful now. Mishum she Beis HaMikdash simela sa olam ha-shalem v'tamim v'shekulo tov. The Beis HaMikdash symbolizes a world that is perfect. Perfect. All good. That God really desired, so to speak, or wishes that we would have in this world. Subject, of course, to human bechira. In such a perfect world, there's no war. Ki ein ra, there's no evil. War is only the result of the presence of evil. There's no bloodshed because there's no... There are no evil people. Yesh rak shalom v'ava. There's only peace and there's only love. So therefore, even though it's a mitzvah to go to war against Rishon and to spill their blood, mikol makom, ein lo zeh makom b'seim el shel ha'olam shekulo tov, d'hayinu Beis HaMikdash. There's no place in the repository, in the symbol of all good in the world, which is the Beis HaMikdash. There can't be any representation, any reflection of any type of association with Milchama. So that's what Chazal meant. Not that Dam Ram Shafachta is a crime or a sin, but because Dam Ram Shafachta and Ish Milchama cannot build a Beis HaMikdash, which is Kulo Tov and Kulo Shalom, because then it looks like the Mikdash arises out of conquest, out of war, and that itself detracts from the very purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. Even though milchama can be a mitzvah, milchama can never symbolize the perfect world. And indeed, what's the perfect world we look for? Not the defeat of our enemies. The perfect world is God is Hamavarech Hasanis Rabba Shalom. That's the perfect world. Osa Shalom Roma Vuyasa Shalom Aleinu. When we always speak of the perfect world, so granted there may be, until we get there, the necessity of war, but the perfect world does not involve war, does not involve conquest, does not involve Rishayim. The perfect world is Hu Yasa Shalom Aleinu, Umala Hearts Deas Hashem Kamaim Lo Yom Echasim. The world filled with knowledge of God, peace, brotherhood, friendship, everyone's Sirma Kadosh Baruch Hu together. So in that sense, not that he was unfit from a moralistic or ethical standpoint, that's not the reason at all. Rather, David HaMelech could not build the Beis HaMikdash simply because he was a conqueror, and a conqueror can have no role in the Mikdash. Shlomo didn't have to conquer. He lived in an era of complete tranquility for the Jewish people. So therefore, he was naturally the proper one to build the Beis HaMikdash. Hu yivne bayis l'shmi. Finally, Rav Nevensol, Rav Avigdor Alevi Nevensol, now one of the Ramim, Mashgiach Ruchoni at Netiv Aryeh Yerushalayim, the Rav of the Old City. It's in his Sichot to Sefer Shmos. I think it's in Truma. So he asks a very interesting question, which I didn't copy here, but we've discussed in the past. Very interesting question. So you have in the Tarag mitzvahs, hundreds of mitzvahs which are not observed today, because they involve the Beis HaMikdash. So why do we say the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Because of our sins. So he asks a very powerful question. Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed because of our sins? If we sin and don't wear tefillin, so God takes away our tefillin. If we sin and don't keep kosher, so he takes away our kosher food, takes away the shita knives. Why just because we sin in the Beis HaMikdash, did God take away the Mikdash? After all, it's a chesed shel mitzvah, it's a place of avodah,
Right, because people talk in shul. Should tear down the building? Not allow people to daven? What's the comparison? Why is it only in this realm that if Klal Yisrael sin, that entire gamut of halacha is taken away from us? And we have to await the reconstruction of the Beis HaMikdash and return of the avodah. See, he answers that the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is kavanas halev. It's not the building. It's to perfect the people. As you see in the very first command that God gave us regarding the Mishkan, I cite it number 6, the beginning of Truma. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yikhalit Truma, bring a Truma to me, me'eis kalesh she'yidvenu libo tikhus Truma si. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us is the lev. He wants our heart, he wants our minds. That's what is perfected in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a perfection of physical avoda, that we get the mechanistic acts of service correct. And all we have to do is take the menachos properly and do the zrikas adam properly, and then it doesn't matter what we think. It doesn't matter how we behave. Such a thing is completely false. Me'eis kol isha she'yidvenu libo. Whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is kavana salev. In a better sense, it's tahara salev. The taher libenu of the chabemes. And that's why I noted earlier, that's why David said in Divrei Hayomim, when he spoke to Shlomo and charged him regarding the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Bini, heye im livavi livnos bayis l'shem Hashem Elokai. You have to be with my heart. Meaning you have to have the same intention, the same focus. The purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to arouse our hearts and our minds to God's service, and Dveikus Bashem. Look at number 12. Hezber ze, kocho yafel lo rak l'nyana karbonot ulva. This explanation, that it's for Kavanas Alev, applies not just to Karbonos. Elo l'chalal atzivui al asiyas ha-mishkan. It applies to the general command regarding building the Mishkan. As the Sefer Chinuch writes, V'chi zakuk Hashem chalil ol yiriot izim. God needs a tent of curtains. I feel a Beit Eben mudar. He needs a fancy, splendid home of a stone. Not so. In fact, Shlomo said in his tefillah in Melachim Aleph, when he consecrated the Beis HaMikdash, Hine Hashemayim u'shmei Hashemayim lo yichalku lucha. The heavens and the heavens of heavens, galaxies cannot contain you. Afki abayis hazah asher banisis, this bayis will contain you. That can't be. Im kein Elokim einot tzorech mikdash. God doesn't need the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we don't have it today. Hadam tzorech mikdash. Man needs the Beis HaMikdash. But kol tachlito shel mikdash al ha'avodah v'anisim shebo hila aware et leiv hadam l'dveikus baborei. The whole purpose of the mikdash and the avodah and the miracles is to arouse the heart of man to cleave to the Creator. As the Chinuch writes, binyan bayis L'shem yisbarach v'asosenu bo tfilos v'karbonos eino ela kol achina l'vavos l'avodaso yisale. It's only to prepare our hearts. That's why the Beis HaMikdash exists. Nimsa, skip down, shebeli shituf halev, without the heart being adjoined to the activities, ein kol tam l'binin ha-mikdash l'avodaso karbonos. There's no reason to build a mikdash, there's no reason for karbonos. V'chein hoyo. Once there is a severance between the lave of Klal Yisrael and the avodah and the mikdash, so the avodah had to stop and the binyan had to collapse. It had to be destroyed because there was no longer an animating force. The animating force of the Beis HaMikdash is not the Shekhinah. The animating force is the taras halev of the Jewish people. Now he adds in number 13, this applies to something else as well, worth it to ponder. Mashinachom basher la mikdash Shehu si kedusha samakom ba'olam, what applies to mikdash, which is the epitome, the apex of holiness of place in this world, nachon gam bekedusha damakom archavayoter beretz Yisrael. This applies to the land of Israel too. The land of Israel is also just a means to an end. It's a means to service of God. Tzichol l'shamesh manof l'kimim mitzvot. It has to be the framework, the plateau on which mitzvot are performed. Siyu aludvekut alei v'ashem, an aid to cleaving, the cleaving of the heart and the intellect to God. Yeshivat Eretz Yisrael eina b'shum ofen erech haba ketachalif l'kima mitzvot. So dwelling in the land of Israel by no means is a substitute for mitzvot. As you used to hear from secular Israelis, They all know one chazal, the yeshivas eretz shkul, can they call it mitzvahs? So as long as they live there, it's enough. They don't have to perform any mitzvahs. Of course, it's not just absurd, it's idiotic. Because in b'chukosai teilechu, then v'yishatun l'batach b'artzachem. But if b'chukosai lo teilechu, you'll be exiled. So what's the whole svar? But those psukim they don't know. That Maimer Chazal they do know. So in fact, Eretz Yisrael is also just a means to an end. And the same basic structure applies. If it ceases to be a means to an end, meaning it's not used for mitzvos, it's also taken away from us. That is history. Ad hayom hazeh. Kait brura gam shutafut agorel sheish lemikdash al Eretz Yisrael. So there's a parallel fate that applies to the Beis HaMikdash and to the land of Israel. Kishelo nitzalu emtzim elu lekirvoy al Hashem, nitlu meitanu, heinet avodat ha-mikdash, heinet Eretz Yisrael. When we ceased to use them as means to draw near to God, they were taken from us, both the Beis HaMikdash and the land of Israel. Why? Because whenever you have a means, if it's not used properly, so then it's not the means anymore, and it's unnecessary, and it's removed from us. That is the reality of Jewish life. It's lost. David, what he did, essentially, was prepare the lave of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we could say, Mizmor Shir Chanukas HaBayis LeDavid. Shlomo, skip to the third paragraph. Ve'umanov natnu amnamet hachachma ma'asid lebin ha-mikdash. Shlomo physically built it. Avol David natanat ha-lev. David gave the Mikdash its heart, its essence. The kevon shekol mahut ha-mikdash yevodat ha-lev, since the whole purpose of the Mikdash, the essence, is its internal dimension, Nimsa Shaker Ki Mushal Mikdash Bisrahu Bishut David, Shinatan Bat Kalibo. Velo Mikreu Om Chazal Shehaom Hamoreid Barochovom Nechdo Vikaritago Yerushalayim Uveta Shem Shapitochamit Bateva Mer Atore E Beitcha David. Even the people called the house after David because they knew that David gave the house its substance, its lave, its ruach. So if that's the case, if David could give it its lave, why in fact did he not build the Beis HaMikdash? So here Rav Nevinsel quotes his Rebbe in 14, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rosh Yeshiva of Mir, who said as follows, very interesting and thought-provoking idea. He says, in the last paragraph, She'im yibonei ha-mikdash b'doro shel David. If David had built the Beis HaMikdash in his generation, Dor ha-lochamim u'chamot Hashem, the generation which they waged war, God's wars, Alul ha'om le'arei b'vinyato, b'vinyato, gam kavanot nasavot. The people would have commingled in the binyan Beis HaMikdash other thoughts as well. That the Mikdash is not just the place of avodah, it's not the place of taras alev, it has other benefits to it, ancillary benefits. Shem Mikdash yogein al Yisrael, it protects us from our enemies. V'yatruas nafshem miad soneh, it'll be the source of salvation. Enemies will come, we don't have to be worthy, we'll just bring korbanos and hocus pocus, the enemy will disappear. Shezchud avodat ha-mikdash tisayesh atzlichu b'muchama, or the merit of the avodah in the Mikdash will enable us to succeed in battle. Well, the whole purpose of the Mikdash is to bring peace, as David did. Nimtza shotia ha-kavanos shleimo livnoto lishma. It'll come out that the intention in building the Beis HaMikdash is incomplete. It's not perfect. It's not built l'shem shamayim. It's not built hu yivne bayis l'shmi, for the name of God, for the sake of God. It'll be built in order to serve as really what the Goyim call a temple, a holy place, a place of mystical superstitions, a place where we go to evoke a divine power, to operate in a way which is not based on causality, causality being b'chira chavshi schar v'onesh, but is based simply on our performances, our mechanical behaviors in the Beis HaMikdash. That can't be. HaMikdash lo yibonel l'shem avodas habari b'tarasov. The Mikdash is not built to serve God in purity. It can't be built. So that's what God said to David HaMelech. That dom larov shafachta, you waged war, you were conqueror, you vanquished all the enemies of Israel. If people then associate the Beis HaMikdash with you as the builder of the Beis HaMikdash, they'll say, ah, the Beis HaMikdash is related to triumph in battle. It's our the source of our strength in battle, this building. Then already, it's not Meis Kalisha Sheid Venelibo. That's not the lathe. That's a Binyan Beis HaMikdash for ulterior motives. That can't be. But when they're at peace, and there's no war, and Shlomo reigns, Hu Yevne Bayis Lishmi. Shlomo, whose very name is Shalom, and in whose reign peace prevailed, Yuchal Livnot HaMikdash B'Kavanah HaRuyah. He has the proper intention. Shlomo reigned during an era of peace, so and whose very name is peace, he'll have the proper intention in building the Beis HaMikdash mitoch kavanot tera l'avodat Hashem, with a pure intention to God's service. That's exactly the reason why David cannot build the Beis HaMikdash, and it's no steer, the psukim fit in perfectly. Not the simplistic explanation because he went to war. It's a deeper, it's a profound, that's very majestic interpretation. You shouldn't use the Beis HaMikdash, or the Makom HaMikdash for that matter, this is also common today, to make nationalistic statements. That's not Taras HaLev. That's not purity of heart. If we're perfected people, the Mikdash would be built already. It would be built because we would deserve to have it, and the world would be deficient if we didn't have it. Only reason why we don't have it today is because the world is not deficient because we don't have it, because we ourselves are deficient in our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That one pristine moment in history, Shlomo Melech was the king, it was a time of peace, so Hu Yivne Bayis L'Shmi, no ulterior motive at all, just to build the Beis HaMikdash. Three different reasons. David built based on Din, not based on Ava. David, as a conqueror, could not build a building which is Kulo Tov, because Kulo Tov represents a perfect level of existence. And Milchama, even if it's a mitzvah, represents an imperfect level of existence. And as Rav Nevinsol said in Rav Shmulevitz's name, Dov did not build the Beis HaMikdash, so the Mikdash or the Avodah should not become a talisman, a good luck charm that people should use for prosperity in their personal finances, for success in battle. There's only one reason for the Beis HaMikdash, called Meis Kalisha Yivenu Libo. It's the place of V'tahir Libenu La'ovducha Be'emes. And that day of Taras HaLev, remains our goal. And we achieve that, that's when we'll be zocha to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We pray, B'meher B'yameinu Amen.